Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour, the day after the groundhog. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, it was on the news report, but Buckeye Chuck yesterday did not see his shadow, signaling an early spring. And this morning, I was looking at what the temperatures are going to be like next week, and we'll see about that early spring. Man, it's going to be cold next week. But that's the way it goes. Now, it's just me and you this morning on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944, talking about whatever you'd like to talk about, because I had such an interesting conversation with you guys on the phone yesterday that I thought, well, let's do that again this morning. It'll be a lot of fun. So anything you want to talk about, anything at all, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to do something here because yesterday the Adam the Computer Guy show was on from 2 to 3. Now, we had a caller call in during that show, but I believe that was a repeated show. It was either a repeated show, I think it was repeated from Monday's show, yesterday from 2 to 3, and they had some questions about the show. So if that person's listening right now and would like some questions answered, we can do it right now, because I think there's nothing I can't answer on the air, and maybe it's some questions that other people would like to have answered as well. And sometimes Adam listens to this show, and maybe he'll hear the questions, and if there's something I can answer, he'll answer them. So if you have those questions still, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and we can talk about those. Now, I do want to say this. It's cold this morning, not extremely cold, but it's cold. So coming in this, oh, the roads are better, though. The roads are much better than they have been the last 2 days. So we have to thank the streets and the streets crew has just been wonderful cleaning up the roads here in Marion. So we thank them for that. So I'm coming in this morning, and, you know, it's snowy and it's cold outside. And I get in the building here, and I come upstairs, and on the desk before 8 o'clock, I find a homemade omelet and homemade bacon. Now, this is not from a restaurant. Now, a couple weeks ago, the omelet that I had did come from a restaurant. The omelet that was dropped off here came from a restaurant. The omelet that was here this morning was homemade, and the bacon was homemade. And I'll tell you this, it was better than what you would get in a restaurant. Better than the omelet I had from the restaurant a couple weeks ago. So I appreciate that. So I thank the person who did that. Again, another act of kindness. And I think the reason I continue to bring this up every Wednesday is I really, really, really think during this pandemic, and I really think during this atmosphere, well, let me just put it this way. I read a story this morning that happened in Columbus, and it made the news in Columbus. And I can't remember if it's two people were dead or three people were dead, but they were fighting over snow shoveling. Now, I did not read the whole story because I just felt this is so ridiculous. And I'm sorry that two or three people lost their lives here, but how in the world could snow shoveling get you so angry? And this is just down in Columbus, Ohio, 45 minutes from here. This is where people's attitudes are in this day and age. So that's why I really do believe that bringing this food and sometimes leaving notes here on Wednesday morning that just say nice things, and bringing me a soda, large diet soda, by the way, that was dropped off this morning, these are very kind acts. And I don't think we do that enough. I think too often we're so quick to do the rude thing. What happened to the saying years ago? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Where did that go? There are always people ready to try to knock you. You know, if you do something good or something good happens to you, they're right there ready to knock you. And that line is always far longer than the line of people who are there to pat you on the back. And that's sad. That is really sad. I think a lot of it's driven by jealousy. I think we're a very jealous nation right now, unfortunately, of each other. When something good happens to somebody else, we get very jealous of that. I think we're very attention-starved. I was having a big conversation the other night. Well, actually, yesterday. Was it yesterday? The days all run together. I was having a big conversation yesterday with somebody about attention. Just about attention. Somebody came up to me. I don't remember if I've told this story on the air, but it's a quick story, so I'll tell it. Somebody came up to me, a young person, you know, somebody maybe 20 years old, and said they had dropped out of college, and they were going to start working full time. And I said, okay, well, you know, that's okay. Why'd you drop out of college? Well, I don't know what I want to be. Okay, I understand that. Not everybody's meant to go to college. And if you don't know what you want to be, take some time, figure out what you want to be. And if you need college, go back and do it. So I'm having this conversation. I said, well, do you have any idea what you want to be now? Now, originally, the person wanted to work with animals, but apparently that's out now. So I said, okay, you don't want to work with animals, so what would you like to do now? And her answer was, I want to be famous. Well, okay, I guess that's okay. And I said, okay, what do you want to be famous for? Because that's really the important part here. What do you want to be famous for? And the answer was, nothing, I just want to be famous, so maybe I can get on a reality show or something like this. Well, this does not take college. This does not take effort. And again, not everybody needs to go to college. Some of the smartest people I've ever known did not go to college. That is not a gauge of how smart you are. That's just a gauge of something you need to do to achieve certain careers. Can't be a lawyer, can't be a doctor, can't be a teacher unless you go to college. So if you want to do those work in those fields, you've got to go to college. But there are plenty of fields you can work in that you don't have to go to college. But the fact that this is somebody of the young generation, 20 years old or younger, all they want to do is be famous and don't even have any idea what they want to be famous for. It used to be that you would pick something you wanted to do, and if you did it really well, then you would become famous for it. Now, it's just the fame that people crave. And I think a lot of this is right back on the internet. You know, people love to get the likes on social media. People love to get the comments. People love that sort of thing. I don't quite understand it. But this is where we are. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Because this is really an interesting thing. Why do we not compliment people? Why are we much more inclined to knock somebody? Even if we think something bad about the person, why do we have to let the world know? You know, I don't like everybody in the world. I mean, we all have our own feelings about people, but I don't feel the need to knock them publicly all the time. A matter of fact, you would be hard-pressed, and I have 2 hours here every morning, you would be hard-pressed to find me ever seriously knocking anybody. I'm much more interested in praising people for the good things they do than knocking them for the things that I think they do poorly. So it's just, it's strange that way. And I'll tell you another story that feeds into this week. Now, a lot of people who are in their 40s now will remember a show called Saved by the Bell. Well, there was a person who was a member of that cast of Saved by the Bell named Dustin Diamond. And he died very young this week, very unfortunate. I believe he was 44 years old and died from cancer, which is very sad. But he had kind of a tumultuous life after the television series ended. So the last 20 years or so, he's just kind of been bumping around Hollywood and not really doing anything of any note. And he did write a book that knocked his former castmates. And I think it ticked him off and kind of alienated him from that cast of Saved by the Bell. But he dies this week at 44 from cancer. And I was reading this morning that a lot of people who were in that cast were saying nice things about him. Now, I understand that they're saying nice things about him because he's died, and I'm sure they probably did have nice memories of him, but he's not here to hear them. He's gone. Wouldn't it have been better to make that amends before he had died? He'll never read this article where they're saying nice things. And then I wonder, are you just saying nice things because you don't want to be considered a rude, mean, disrespectful person? Is that why you're making these nice comments? Because clearly you have not liked this guy for the last 20 years. And maybe you have a right not to like them because he did write a book about you that was not very kind. But why now make a nice comment? You know, you either forgive the book or you don't forgive the book. I don't think you start forgiving the book just because somebody dies. I think that's a little hypocritical. But that's just me. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss this. I'd love to hear what your opinions on this are. 740-383-9944. Doing nice things while people are here, not getting in fights with people over shoveling snow to where people end up dead, and not forgiving people. It's really not about forgiveness. It's more about your memory. You're never going to forget. If somebody does something rude to you, you're not going to forget it. But you might forgive it. Those two things are different. And I think that people should be aware of those. If somebody does something rude to me, I'll probably forgive it very quick. I'm not going to hold a grudge about it. But I'm not going to forget that you did that. I'll remember that you did that. And I'm probably not going to associate with you because that would be stupid of me to associate with you and possibly let you do that thing that I didn't like in the first place. So, there are a lot of people I won't forget things that they did and things that they said. But forgiving is a completely different bird. Now, I know somebody's got to have an opinion on this. Bust in. It's a big topic. 740-383-9944. Do you think the internet has anything to do with this? Do you think that's why people just want to be famous for being famous? They really have no discernible talent that I can see. They just want to be famous. They just want people to know who they are. They just want people to be aware of them. You know, if people are aware of you, what does that get you? I have no idea what that gets you. Trouble. I know that. Most of the time, it gets you trouble because then if you do something, it's much more newsworthy. It's much more the ability of it to be plastered everywhere becomes a much bigger deal if people know you. I mean, I'll give you the example of the judge here in Marion, Judge Warner. You know, if that was a normal citizen here in Marion, that trial would not be making front page newspaper headlines. People would not be calling on a regular person to resign their job. It just wouldn't be. But when you become known, and I guess when you work in the public eye like that, it's treated differently. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be treated differently. I just, for these people who want to be famous, who want to be known, you know, I wonder if they ever think about the downside of all this, the bad part of it, per se, that happens. And eventually it does. It always does. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are up and running this morning, and it's just me and you this morning, so hopefully you call in like you did yesterday. I enjoyed the conversation yesterday immensely. I always enjoy when people call in because you're always giving me information or giving me your opinion, and my philosophy has always been I never learned anything when I was talking. So hearing you say something, I'm learning. I'm learning your opinion. I'm learning something maybe I did not know about something. So that's why the phone calls to me have always been so important and an important part of this program, because I'm interested to know what you have to think and what your interest is. Kind of like Adam's show, when we got that message overnight about Adam's show. You know, I'm interested to know if I can help answer those questions. So if that person is out there listening and would like to call in and ask any questions about that show or any other show, feel free. 740-383-9944. I'm here, and we have the time this morning, to be sure. But to encapsulize what I've been talking about for about the last 17 minutes, I thank the person who brought the homemade omelet and the homemade bacon this morning. It was very, very nice. And, of course, the large diet soda. That is always a nice thing. Okay, what else do we have to talk about? And, by the way, you can break in any time you like at 740-383-9944 with your opinions on anything. Not just what I'm talking about, your opinions on anything else. Feel free. Love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Certainly is brisk. It's a brisk day. Maybe everybody's under the blankets this morning. Maybe that's what's going on. Okay. Well, I haven't got a chance to talk about what I did this weekend. Now, here's something I did. There were two drinks, and I'm not talking about alcoholic drinks. Neither one of these drinks have alcohol in them. But there are two drinks that I have been wanting to try. Oh, good. Here's the phone. Let's do this before we do anything else. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, pertaining to the call-in about the Adam.
Yes.
How do you pronounce or spell Adam? Is that left or west? Or I couldn't quite get it over the radio with my poor hearing at an old age.
Yeah, it's Lepp, L-E-P-P.
Oh, okay. Okay. And maybe you can have a segment and give you a chance to have a little sheet in front of your paper and run down. Listeners might want to know how that studio of yours over the years runs. And for instance, when you go to work, most people in my time when we worked, well, we'd either go in and punch a clock and so on and so forth, always and sign a time slip. My goodness, there's a lot of ways. But how does your, is those employees, so-called, I thought, different people on the air at different times, how do they pay for their own air time or their sponsors? I know you got sponsors, but you used to have sponsors on and this and that, but who pays for that and how it's set up, and if that person can't come in, who covers them for the show? I know now a little bit, but I want you to hear your rundown. I'm using too much time asking questions. I don't want you to answer them, But to have the sheet in your, some of the idea of what I want, and probably a lot of other listeners would like to hear, it just seems like that managers, now how many managers are, hey, sometimes you get this in a job selection, how many chiefs and how many Indians have you got, see? And like covering the thing, you have all the recordings, so it's recordings, and when the recording comes on, sometimes your memory don't remember if it's a recording or not. And you, but Adam was up here the other day, and he was in the studio. Now, the days that he's not in the studio, I understand he's got a place in Columbus. So things like that, we'd just like to know and keep informed. And what kind of office you got when you, somebody can just walk in there any morning and give you breakfast? That's what I want to know.
That's a good office.
Do they have to have a certain key, or is that a loved one, or is that a person that's getting paid under the table for that service, or what? You know, there's things like that's going on. You big shots have got, you know, ways to run things around, you know, to get things. Just joking. And there was a couple other questions. I rattled them off, and I got to get ready, and my wife and I were going to go get that vaccination at 10:15. They said to be there a little early. Now, I don't know what that term is, a little early, but I'm going to be there. I think different things in different places I went, they always figured 15 minutes before your time is plenty. So I'm going to try to be there for that. So I just thought I'd give you a jingle, and I'll get back with you some other time. But have a good day, and keep up the good work, Scott. Every day you're kind of getting a little bit more and a little bit more, and it gets a little bit more interesting. But you're a good guy.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. You're a good guy, too. Good luck with the vaccination, and I'll answer some of these questions for you.
Well, like I say, maybe someday you can say, hey, I'm going to have a thing on the air, a fill-in, where I'll be able to maybe hear it. But I know it'll be a repeat, but maybe you can just do that and give you enough time to kind of line it up from the time you come in and the time you go home, and all these managers and stuff like this, and maybe we can get an assignment to get somebody to dump the trash and wipe the windows off. And,
only if we're so lucky. Only if we get so lucky with that.
But you don't share the food with nobody. That's one thing there that don't have. I don't hear nobody else getting food delivered to them, and they don't have to share it. Scott. Hey, have a good one. I'm out of here.
Hey, good luck. Bye bye.
Well, you know, I can run down some of this right now. Now, Adam is really, I think he's the only person who does his show remotely. Adam has a studio in Columbus. I believe it's in his home. So Adam, 99% of the time, is doing his show from his home in Columbus. He was in the studio last Monday, but I think that's the first time he had done a show from here in a while. Most of the time Adam's shows do come from Columbus, and other than that, he records his shows in Columbus. So that's the Adam situation as far as how his shows are recorded. Now, as far as let's see here. What was some of the... Oh, everybody else pretty much comes to the studio. Linda comes to the studio. Nate's in the studio. I'm in the studio. Glenn is in the studio. Who else do we have? Mike Wilson is in the studio. Pastor Whitaker comes to the studio. So pretty much everybody else who does the show is here at the studio. Now, the Trinity Baptist Church sermon, that's taped at the church, and we put that on. So that's not live in the studio, but I think you can probably tell that if you listen to it. But yeah, everybody else comes to the studio to do their show. Linda, Nate, Mike, the pastor, myself, Glenn, we all do our shows right here live from the studio. Now, as far as management goes, there's really only four managers in place. We all do different things. Now, I'm in charge of programming. That's really the only thing that I do. I do this show, and I schedule programming. So that's my management, if you call that, whatever it is. That's what I do. And Adam pretty well takes care of the website and also does the obituaries. So that's Adam's portion of the management. And we also have Terry Tackett, who engineers people's shows. So he's kind of the office manager. He's probably, he's in charge of when we used to give prizes away, and hopefully we'll be able to start that again someday. He's in charge of that, and he's also in charge of being here when people who are here who don't have the ability to get into the building, because this building is locked at certain points. So there's that. That's what Terry's in charge of. And then Sean, who's also one of the managers, and he works mostly from home. And basically what he does is just make sure after I record the news that it's in every night. And if we have a computer glitch, Sean usually takes care of that. So that's his management area. So that's really the only management there is. And we all kind of deal with different things. So that's how the management works. And as far as people doing, what were some of the other questions there? How do you get in the morning to deliver breakfast? Well, what happens is the doors do not unlock down here until a certain point. And I come in usually right after that. So that's how they're getting in to deliver the breakfast. So that's what's going on there. But pretty much that's how it all works. Everybody does their show from the studio, and Adam occasionally does his show from the studio, but he lives further away than anybody else. I think everybody else is pretty well local. I know Linda's in Marion. Mike's in Caledonia, so he's close by. Angie's in Caledonia, she's close by. Nate, I think, is in Waldo, so he's close by. I live in Marion. Sean lives in Marion. Terry lives in Delaware. So we're all fairly close by. So that's kind of how that all works out. Now, some days I'm here longer than others. Like today, I'll be here longer because I'll be on with Glenn Coble. Glenn lives in Marion. So, and the pastor lives in Prospect. So it's all close by. So that's kind of how that all works. And if there's any more questions, I'll be glad to answer them after answering those questions. So if anybody has any, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have a question. I'll be glad to answer it. But that's kind of the rundown of how things go. Well, I guess this is what I should say also in regard to the delivery of the breakfast. The person who's delivering the breakfast, there have been different people who have done this over the years, but the person who's doing it the last couple months also is on this station. So that's how they get in. So there's that. But it's a nice gesture, I'll tell you that. And no, you know, I don't share. Number one, because there's nobody else in the studio. And number two, because I am not good. Now, here's an interesting thing about me. Maybe you'll find this interesting. I am not good at sharing drinks or sharing food. Now, I'll cut you off a piece or give you fries or whatever, but beyond that, that's just not my thing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just wanted to call in and tell you the things that I have heard and what you've been talking about here today.
Oh, go ahead.
Make some type of a comment here. Talking about people who die or succumb or whatever words you want to use. I read something or I heard it here. I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, but actually after people die, nobody has anything to say good about them. It's always the bad. And even if somebody does something bad to me, I never say anything to you know, derogatory about any other human, because I think that's demoralizing, and I conduct myself in a much different manner. And I just think people who do that, I believe they are so uneducated. So that's my view on it.
Well, it's just interesting to me because in this particular case of this cast member of Saved by the Bell who died at 44 this week, it was made very clear by his former castmates that after he wrote that book, where he did not say such nice stuff about them in the book, that they really had nothing to do with him. And now he dies very young, at 44, from cancer. And this morning, I'm reading this article where a lot of the cast members who had nothing to do with him over the last few years are saying such nice things about him. But he's not here to hear them. And right. I don't quite understand that. I understand being angry about the book. I get that. I can see why those people would be angry about it, because I think a lot of them said he made the stuff up just to sell the book for money. But, you know, be consistent. You don't have to say something rude about him, but don't say a nice, don't release a nice comment. Just say no comment.
Right. Yes, that's correct. Especially where it's going to be, you know, publicized all over, everywhere. But I hadn't heard where he died. I didn't hear much news yesterday because I was busy digging out the snowstorm and cooking. So I didn't hear much news yesterday. But, anyway, I just wanted to call you and tell you that you know, that's what happens out here. And I don't know what's going on with the society, the public, whatever word you want to use, where they just want to, you know, keep, you know, demoralizing somebody, saying bad things. I mean, if I say anything about somebody, I say something good or I don't say anything at all.
Yeah, well, and I think that's what we should do, but I was also reading this story this morning that in Columbus, over some kind of snow shoveling incident, that two or three people ended up dead. And
well, I heard you talking about that. I haven't heard any news about that either.
I don't know what's going on. Uh-huh. That people are so at a hair trigger to just lash out at people. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Well, they said this after the pandemic started, but I don't know what was being said prior to that. But they said with this pandemic going, there's, I forget the percentage of people who are going to be mentally ill. Because what it is, they cannot handle the stress. That's why we have all the people in prison, you know. It's the brain. You got to be able to control your hands. Your brain tells you what to do. But your brain is in control, and you have to be in control of your brain. And I'm like you. I do not understand it, but I've always been a good person. The only thing I've ever gotten is two speeding tickets, and I had two children. And so, you know, anything else people want to say about me, well, that's fine. But I like to just be a gourmet cook and feed people good food. And, you know, that's what I get out of, is joy out of life.
Well, and that's the thing. And what is so interesting to me is that when somebody does something good that they get attention for, you always have these people who run in who try to knock them or say something nasty about them. Now, their defense in that will be, well, it's true. It's true. That's why I'm saying it. Okay, well, it's true, I guess. Sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not. But what I don't understand is, why do you feel the need to say that? Didn't we used to have a saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? When somebody does that, I always look at them and say, well, they're jealous. They're jealous because why else would you do that? There are a lot of people who, I mean, there are just people in life you don't like. There are people in life who I probably don't like. But if they were being honored for something, my first reaction would not be to come on the air that morning or go to social media and knock them. I don't understand what the point of that is.
No, I don't either. And before I divorced my second husband, I went to a psychiatrist and talked, because I just really wanted to know what somebody else thought about, you know, what he was doing to me. And she said, leave him, you know, get rid of him, you know. And, you know, she told me that any person, now this is what a psychiatrist told me, any person that says something about another person, whatever it might be that they're saying, is actually saying it about themselves.
Oh, I think that's true.
And I do too. And she told me that. And then when I go around somebody that's talking about other people, I do not go back, because I don't want them for my friend. I don't want to hear this drama. I want to hear something good. I don't want to hear this drama.
Well, it's true. It's true. It's exactly true, because you can clearly see when somebody is angry. It doesn't take much when somebody is writing something, somebody is saying something, somebody's talking about something. You can hear the anger and the envy in their voice. You can hear it in the way they write. And I don't know if people are aware of it, but, you know, anytime anybody's ever said anything negative about me, which, you know, it's happened, because when you're on radio or in the public, people do that. And
sure
people always come back to me, and the first thing they say is, boy, can you believe that person is being so nasty? Gosh, they're just so jealous. And I wish that person could hear how many times that's been said, how many times that happens, that they basically look like a moron. They're looking like a moron to society, but I don't think they see it because they're so overcome with anger and jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something going on, but like I said, it's all in the brain. And
oh, that's true.
I just thank God every day that He gave me a brain, and I'm just trying to do everything good and good for other people. And I help somebody every day, whether I go to the grocery store, whether I go, if I see somebody that needs help, I help them. And that's what I do. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what they look like. If, you know, they fall and they need help up, or if they need their groceries, you know, put in their vehicle at the grocery store, or I've even paid for people's groceries at the grocery store if they didn't have any money. And, you know, that's the kind of person I am. Now, it may be right and it may be wrong to somebody else, but I'm telling you one thing. I only try to do good things, and I have a record of it, and people know me. But, you know, I do not like to be around those people who are making all these negative sayings about other people, because if they're saying about others, they're saying it about you.
Oh, you're exactly right. And yes, yeah, you have to watch that, because, you know, if somebody's willing to say something negative about somebody else to you, just remember, as soon as you're no longer a part of that conversation, they're probably saying it about you.
Oh, yeah. And they say what to do with people like that is you kill them with kindness. But really, I don't want to be around them. But during my stay, until I get away from them, that's what I do. I just kill them with kindness. And when my children were just little babies, I mean, just big enough to start out and, you know, start playing with other children in the neighborhood and anywhere they went, even when they started to school. I told them, first of all, if they were walking to school, if someone offered them money or toys or dolls or anything else, just run up on somebody's porch and scream as loud as you could. And I told them on the playground, if anyone started anything bad, just get away from them and go to the teacher. And, you know, my children never had any of those problems. So I don't believe in all this bullying that they talk about or have talked about in previous years. I don't believe that, because I think it all goes back to the parents. And I think this talking about other people, I think it all goes back to the parents. You know, people are just not prepared to be a parent. And then, of course, the children grow up like that, and it's just generation after generation after generation. So it's really a sad, thing, you know, to be happening. But that's my opinion, Scott. I've taken up the whole program here.
Well, no, I appreciate it. The call, like I say, the calls are always appreciated and they're important. And, you know, I like doing this. So I thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, you have a great day and I'll talk with you later.
Yes,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, if we're on the line with somebody else, the phone will ring busy, so just keep on calling back in. 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We can talk about anything. You can ask any questions you want. I don't mind answering anything you have to ask. I think it's important for people to ask questions. I ask a lot of questions, so why not let other people ask questions as well? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. But it is interesting. Society's interesting. When you watch it, when you look at it, you learn a lot of things about a lot of people. And I learn that some people just, you have to understand that people grew up in bad situations, and it leaves them scarred for the rest of their life. They never really get over it, and I think they take out their frustrations sometimes on other people, and I don't know how you fix that. I think if they spent some time with a good psychiatrist or psychologist or something like that, maybe they could work their way through their problems. But people don't know they have problems. People who are around them know that they have problems, but I don't think they ever know that they have problems. And it's sad when you don't go and get help. But that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. See the last two calls there. I learned quite a bit. And that's what I like. I like to learn other people's opinions. I like to learn what other people have to say. And I like the information that people impart. It is always very appreciated on this program. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, coming up today on this station, we have on the air when this program is over today from 10 a.m. till noon. I'll be on with Glenn Coble. Then we have A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 until 5 p.m. And he will be back today. I spoke with him yesterday. He was out sick last week, but he'll be back today, 4:15 to 5 p.m. Then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. And I believe the new sports show with Terry Tackett, which is called Fired Up, I believe airs tonight from 7:15 until 8 p.m. So that's all on the agenda today here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned. Lots of live local programming will continue after this short but important 15-minute break. And we'll come back and talk some more. Phone lines are open. Think of some things to talk about back in 15 minutes here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from Broadcasting the Evers and Marianne Moss.